It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and model Hailey Baldwin have confirmed their marriage after announcing their engagement earlier this year. Bieber posted a picture on Instagram of him and Hailey with the caption, "My wife is awesome." Hailey also changed her name on social media to Hailey Bieber. Still no word on when they officially got married. A source within Justin Bieber's team revealed that Justin won't be returning to music anytime soon, by the way, because he wants to spend time more with his wife, Hailey Baldwin, and find himself. The source said he's happy and content. He's in love with Hailey. She encourages him to do whatever he wants to do and is encouraging him in this season of self-discovery. The source also reveals it bugs Justin when people ask him about making new music because he's worked for years and it's the first time he's taken a significant break. So if you've run into him, don't ask him when he's gonna have new music. He's not gonna like that. It looks like a Keith Urban and Post Malone musical collaboration will be released soon. Keith Urban was talking to E! News when he revealed they've been working together.
I love Post, and we collaborated on a song for this Elvis special that's going to be coming out in January. I had a blast.
How was that experience like?
He's the real deal. He's so eclectic, so steeped in all kinds of music. I love him.
That just sounds so weird to me to hear Keith Urban like, "I love Post."
Isn't that so random?
I like Lamp.
Frankie Muniz's cat accidentally turned on a faucet and flooded his house while he was in France attending his uncle's funeral.
Oh, gosh.
The Malcolm in the Middle star said that on Twitter, he arrived back home only to find 4 of the 5 stories in his brownstone flooded under 3 feet of water. He said, "Everything I own destroyed. Every wall, piece of artwork, personal photos, furniture, all because my cat accidentally turned on a sink a few days ago while we were gone." The actor turned race car driver said he was already devastated and exhausted by the loss of his uncle Skip, who was shocked to return to such disaster. He said, "I've cried more yesterday and today than my whole life combined. Forgive me for venting. I just need some support. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I swear it's true. You wouldn't believe the destruction."
Wait, there's so many questions I have in the story here. Did you say he's a race car driver now?
Yeah.
What's he doing, Mario Kart? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
For fun, he likes to do race car driving.
And I'm an animal lover, but you got to get rid of that cat, right? Like, you don't kill it, but like, that cat destroyed everything. You can't keep it.
But wait a minute, did the cat survive the flood?
I don't know, it didn't say.
Producer Porkchop, you
I'm
like
guessing,
cats.
Yeah.
You have cats, would you keep your cat?
Well, of course.
It destroys everything you love.
Well, if it depends. My cat, I'm keeping my cat.
See, cat owners are weird, man. There's no rationalizing them. Khloe Kardashian posted a clip from the Sunday episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Instagram that showed her trying to be zen as she went into labor, even after her boyfriend Tristan Thompson cheated on her.
"I don't want to take away anything from this moment, and I have always been a believer of don't make permanent decisions off temporary emotions. And you know what? Me and Tristan will deal with him and I at a later time. I want to experience this magical moment, and I want this for me and my daughter and for him at the end of the day."
See, she was speaking to you, Alex.
You
don't make permanent moves in the heat of the moment, so you can't get rid of the cat.
Oh, because I blocked my boyfriend on Instagram last night.
I thought that's
what
she was kind of saying, but yeah, the cat's a good point too.
Yeah, that too.
She admitted that she has done some not so mature things, or had done some not so mature things the day prior to that, but needed to get those out of her system. She said namaste all the way to the hospital. Coming up in less than an hour for your next garbage, could there be a reunion of one of your favorite TV shows? And this singer stormed out of a show in honor of her.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Let's continue our Monday Music Marathon on Radio Now.